Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Final hour. Fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Bobby Belt. We got Pepe and Carter in the back live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Thank you for joining us, turning it on, leaving it on DFW Sports Station, your official home of the Texas Rangers and the Dallas Cowboys. We have an AEW ticket giveaway to thank you for listening. You're appreciated. All right. Let's get to the divisional round picks and RJ's degenerate selections to try to make you some money this weekend. Tell us who is winning these four games. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Before that, we have to grade ourselves from last week. I am not happy with my production.
Oh, no.
Who thinks they did the best?
I think I probably tied for the best.
Okay, what were your picks?
I picked the Chargers and Vikings, those two losses right there. But otherwise, I picked the Ravens, Bills, Eagles, and Commanders.
And I think I got number one because I beat that.
Did you?
Did you really?
Which one did you get wrong?
Chargers.
You picked Green Bay.
I did, didn't I?
You're a liar. You're just a liar. Undercover liar.
I forgot I picked them.
Oh, no, I just totally forgot.
Wait, he picked who?
Green Bay.
Oh, he picked Green Bay to beat Philly?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I picked the Chargers. I took the Rams, Baltimore, Buffalo, Tampa. I'm sorry, Washington. I think I picked Green Bay. I'm pretty sure I picked
you
Green
did.
Bay. I'm pretty sure I did.
So that record is what?
That would have two losses.
All right, I'm 3-3.
So we're all tied for first except Sean.
Well, I'm tied for first. I'm actually winning in life, so it evens out. All right.
That was a very convincing dunk there.
All right.
Not yet. You're not. At some point you will. You got a less than 1 year old.
Yeah, I'm not winning.
You're not winning.
That's true. I'm not winning right now. All right. 3:30 tomorrow. ESPN and ABC. Texans at Chiefs. This is straight up. Then we'll get to your degenerate. Who wins and why?
The Chiefs win because they have he. They have him.
Andy Reid.
They don't have a guy who can't control the clock and couldn't control himself until Patrick Mahomes came around. They have Patrick Mahomes. They have Patty. They've got the greatest, maybe to ever do it. I don't know. We're still trying to figure that one out. But they've got the guy that nobody wants to have the ball. I mean, he changes everything you do. He makes you more aggressive on fourth down just to keep the ball away from him. So I am taking the Chiefs.
Could call back to an old Snickers commercial. Yeah. This is going to be Houston. Houston's going to win this game because as negative as the peripherals have been on Houston all year, this has to catch up to the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'll tell you what, that defense last week looked locked in, ready, and I think they're just going to attack the Chiefs. So I think this is going to be an upset, and we're going to exercise the demons of Deshaun Watson.
They played in the regular season. Kansas City won 27-19. Does anyone recall that game and
yes.
taking anything from it?
That was, I just recall it because that wasn't that the
that was
Tank
Dell?
Dell
game.
That was
Christmas Day.
The leg injury. Yeah,
Christmas
that was
Day, right?
Yeah, that was the, were we on the, was that when we were on the bus for the thing, the Alba bus. Was that that game? I can't remember. But yeah, no, that was, Kansas City handled them in that game, but it's a different era. It's a different time.
Different era. It was 3 weeks ago.
By the way, just a note, Cynthia Freeland had this note. This is the second time in history that a conference has repeat teams in the divisional round. Last year, it was the Texans, Ravens, Bills, and Chiefs.
Oh, wow. Pepe.
Last week, I will admit, the Texans impressed me a lot, as they did impress a lot of us here, beating the Chargers. But, I mean, for some reason, I just feel like the 24 days off from the Chiefs starters that they've had since their last competitive game, I just feel like they're going to capitalize that in some way. They have Mahomes. They're at Arrowhead. They're at home. It's going to be cold there, probably snowing. I don't think CJ Stroud's up for the challenge on the road. I got the Chiefs.
I'm going to go with Kansas City as well.
So 3-1. Three us and then Bobby.
Bobby going.
Great. I love a dividing point.
With the armpit. All right. But this is why I don't love Bobby overall with all this. But this is where I'm gonna make him pay. I'm going to punish him for his stubbornness because he won't change. And now I'm just going to go ahead and punish him by winning this bet. It's going to be glorious. I'm going to bend your will. I'm going to bend and break you with your stubborn takes, including one that may be coming up for Sunday's early game. Commanders at Lions tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on Fox.
I will take Detroit. I think Detroit's the better team. I don't know if they cover the 9.5 or 9. Might be a teaser game. Might be a teaser game, but I think Detroit is... I could see it being a close game. They're just better. All around better. But this is the one matchup I don't think they wanted this weekend between them or Tampa. I think they would have, even though they lost to Tampa this year, I don't think they want any part of a mobile quarterback.
And Washington plays physical. Washington's one of those teams that'll kind of match their physicality a little bit, but this is Detroit. The only thing that could salvage things a little bit is if just the injury situation finally catches up to Detroit a little bit and they're just so exhausted and worn down that a physical opponent and a mobile quarterback can cause some issues for them. But no, this is Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit's banged up, like Bobby said, but I didn't get worried about this game. I didn't think twice about it. Dan Quinn, you know, they had their cute win over Tampa Bay last week, but this is a different team in Detroit. This is different. Jared Goff's different this year. That offense is different, and I have the Lions in this one.
Totally agree with you. I'm not even giving this a second guess. Detroit wins this by at least 13. Blowout depends on how you define it.
Right.
13 or more to me is beat down. I'm much more convinced that Texans Chiefs is closer than this game. Even though one's 8, one's 9.5, Detroit rolls, they beat the Commanders and Dan Quinn's very nice run. Sunday at 2:00 on NBC and Peacock. Rams at Eagles. Man, these Sunday games are very tough for me.
I will take the LA Rams.
Whoa, Nelly.
I will take the Rams. Absolutely.
Okay. Nobody wants to see him in the playoffs.
And no, I don't think so. And also, I'll tell you this. I also want the Rams to win because it would be a great circle and culmination for my guy Jared Goff if he has to beat the Rams to get to the Super Bowl's old team.
Oh yeah.
And that would be kind of cool. That would have a ton of fun storylines to it. So I like the Rams.
These two teams also played in the regular season.
Philly wipe them
37-20. Yeah. That sent the Eagles to 9-2. That put the Rams at 5-6. That was a beatdown. Saquon went crazy with 255 and 2.
Yeah, this is the Rams. I was just looking over this. They, in their last 5 games, how many times do you think teams have scored double digits against them?
Against the Rams?
Yep.
Last 5 games?
Yep.
Once.
One time.
Wow.
They have 6 to the 49ers, 6 or 9 to the Jets, 9 to the Cardinals, 30 to the Seahawks, and then 9 to the Vikings.
Who's their DC?
Who is it? It is Chris Shula.
I cannot keep
from the famed Shula family.
I cannot keep track of, I mean, a sign of a great coach is developing. Harbaugh does it in Baltimore.
Who's Don Shula, Peyton? Okay, thank you.
No. We're not moving past that. Come on. What
Peyton.
Team?
Put your computer away. Put your computer away. Look up here. Eyes on me.
What team? Carter, yell it from the back. Don Shula. Scream the team name.
Dolphins.
Did Carter say it?
Yeah, that's what he said. Is that right?
Okay. That is right.
Who was he with before the Dolphins?
That would be the Chiefs.
That would be the Colts.
he was the first coach traded ever.
Oh, really? Yep. By the way, Jared Verse, I hate Eagles fans. They're so annoying. Love it. Fantastic. Quote, when I see that green and white, I hate it. I actually get upset. Like, I actually genuinely get hot. But I was talking about, you not only have to develop players, you got to develop coaches. I can't keep track of these Rams coordinators with how much they just go ahead and recycle because of the touch of Sean McVay. Roberto, who and why?
Philadelphia, because Philadelphia is just better. Like, I mean, that's all this comes down to is that, yeah, Philly's just a better football team to me, like across the board. Now, does Jalen Hurts turn the ball over? Does he break his like training camp no interception run? Does he start actually turning the ball over? I don't think Kellen Moore's going to let Jalen Hurts put the ball in jeopardy in this one. And so I think this is going to be just ground it and pound it, try to beat him on the running game.
Orlovsky's saying that going to want to make Jalen Hurts throw in the middle of the field.
That's what he's saying today. Tomorrow he'll say something different.
All right, Bobby is going with Filthy.
This one, I do think it's going to be closer, but, I mean, the Eagles, they're the better team. They're at home. And we forget the Rams started 1-4. I mean, they've had a great end of the season, but you know, that was a bad team early on. The Eagles dominated them before when they played during the season. Plus, I'm looking at the forecast. I think this is a snow game in Philly. Advantage Eagles.
Is it supposed to snow?
I think so.
I mean, Matt Stafford played the NFC North, so that might actually help him.
In a stadium.
Yeah, but he played outside in Green Bay and every year in Chicago.
Fire versus ice.
Huh? I wanted my initial gut feeling was with Choppy to go ahead and go with the Rams. Looking at the Saquon total and then
I am not giving you knuckles on that one.
And then Peyton with the elements. I'll go Philadelphia. I could see the Rams doing it. I'm gonna wuss out. And pick the Eagles to go ahead and win that game. The heavyweight fight, as Bomani Jones called it. Magic versus Bird. AFC Sunday, the final game. Baltimore at Buffalo.
Let's go, Buffalo.
Hey.
All day. Now, I do remember, distinctly remember, that Baltimore beat the dog out of them earlier this year.
35-10.
I was in Baltimore.
It was in Baltimore.
It's a little different. This is one of those, it's going to be cold. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be snowing. It's going to be colder than you know what. I like Buffalo here in this situation. I know Baltimore gets cold there.
Derrick Henry ran for 203 touchdowns.
Yeah, now, they got the guy to do it, Derrick Henry in this kind of weather, but I got Buffalo.
I've got the Buffalo Bills in this one, but this is a big toss-up. In fact, the only playoff team that Baltimore played this year that they didn't beat was Kansas City. Because they beat Pittsburgh separately. Or no, they also lost to Philadelphia by 5. But otherwise, I mean, they've run through everybody. Chargers, yeah. They beat them. Buccaneers. You can go down the list.
They come to play.
I'm going to go Bills. They're at home. Look, Baltimore had their chance last year. They missed out on that. This is the year for the Buffalo Bills. I got the Bills.
I have the Bills as well. So your NFL divisional round picks. On the Autoflex Easing Fan Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. Let's get to the degenerate selections.
Let's see. Last week I was 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, 4-0, 5-0 last week.
Whoa!
97, 61, and 1 on the year. For your boy, the degenerate.
Nice.
And I got...
how you can afford those flights to Switzerland.
That's right, baby. There you go. Believe me, needed every dime of this.
Yeah.
I got two parlays for you.
Okay.
I am doing a Kansas City and Rams teaser. So what you do is you go, it's a teaser bet. You can move the line 6 points in any direction. The Kansas City moves to -2, and the Rams go to +12. Okay, so you can tease the Rams to +12. So if you don't think... I mean, that means you'd have to think that the Rams are going to lose by more than 2 scores. Next one, I've got Bills-Rams money line parlay. If they both win, pays 5.5 to 1. So those are the two bets, a little parlay action. Rams-Chiefs teaser, Bills-Rams money line parlay.
The Cowboys are interviewing Ben Johnson and a couple more Deion clues to bring you next on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, let's try to update you on all the chaos here on DFW Sports Station, your home of the Dallas Cowboys, with Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys Insider Bobby Belt.
Dummy.
Yes.
I'm dummy.
Yeah. Now you know what it's like to be in the prime time. You actually have a commercial to read. You can't even keep track of it. The Cowboys are scheduled to speak with Kellen Moore today, according to Todd Archer. The interview going to be done virtually, cannot last more than 3 hours. Albert Breer says Kellen also has an interview with Jacksonville today and the Saints tomorrow. Robert Saleh interview tomorrow for the Cowboys. Leslie Frazier on Monday. Brian Broda says Mike Zimmer would take the Cowboys head coaching job if offered. Yesterday, Ed Warder blew up crosstalk by saying Deion Sanders would take the Cowboy job and Jerry Jones is enamored with the idea. Warder then went on the Dan Patrick Show for more.
Everything I continue to be told, Dan, is that Jerry is interested. It was described to me as he's enamored with the idea. Obviously, it's hard to imagine any coaching candidate who could create more interest, someone that Jerry could more sell to the fan base here, which needs to happen, and make Jerry more money than Deion Sanders. I mean, he won a Super Bowl here as a player. So there are also people around Deion who tell me that he's being urged by his supporters in Colorado to take the job, and that they believe if Jerry ever does offer him the job, that he will take it, that he has an extension to remain at Colorado on his desk that he hasn't even looked at as he considers these other possibilities. But, you know, I mean,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
There are also people close to Deion who tell me they don't see it happening, but they've seen things happen with Jerry Jones that they didn't expect to happen before.
So Jane Slater had a very interesting Colorado note yesterday.
Colorado?
Two people with knowledge of the situation tells me Deion approached the Colorado AD on Tuesday about additional money for NIL and his staff. He was met with resistance. The university would neither confirm nor deny. When I reached out, Deion did not respond when reached multiple times for comment. Tolo Ernesto hit me up on DM, and he's like, well, there's a couple Tolo thoughts. Number one, the plan is right in front of our very eyes. BL Boyd has been lighting up our emails, Tolo BL. He said, look, it's going to be Kellen Moore with succession plan Jason Witten. The succession plan was someone older than Kellen. But I understand why many think that. And then Ernesto said, Deion knows he can't win big at Colorado anymore. That's why Deion wants this more than Jerry wants this.
He knows. He's losing two top five picks.
Yeah.
You know, it's now I will say this. Did he not get the number one quarterback recruit or the number two, Julian?
He got one of the top two or three, depending on the outlet.
That's what this is about. You find a quarterback, right? And so he did a great job getting him. Colorado, 4 days ago, ditched their NIL. They canceled it. Okay?
What?
So they canceled their NIL collective. So it's a growing trend. They're canceling the collective.
What does that mean?
So the collective is like, what they're going to do is they're preparing to pay you directly now. The NIL collective is, so like the University of Texas has their NIL club. Let's just call it the Longhorn Collective. I don't know what it's called, right? But that collective finds you sponsorships and pays you that way. It's a workaround. Now what they're doing, because of the Supreme Court stuff, they are now allowed to just pay you directly. They're just going to pay you directly. So canceling the collective. So that is it's a way to make it more efficient and streamline it. So maybe this is a good sign for Deion to stay there that they're doing that.
Okay. Vegas odds on the Cowboy coach. It's updated every day. Deion is one at plus 150. Jason Witten at plus 175. Kellen Moore at plus 220.
I'm not moving off of Kellen. That, like, I forget what I, somebody just sent me a screenshot going, say it ain't so, Bob, because they were sending me a tweet of somebody saying, the only person in the world who wants Kellen Moore is Bobby Belt. It's not just, like, take what I would want out of it. The likeliest scenario is Kellen. That
absolutely is.
That's where we're heading at this point. And I'll tell you what, 720 with Nate Newton, I keep going with the ebbs and flows. My Deion likelihood meter went down hearing Nate talk about it.
Explain why.
Because Nate said he was over at Deion's place a couple days ago. They were going for a walk. And during a 20-minute walk, all he could do was talk about Colorado and what he wants to accomplish in Colorado.
Never brought up the Cowboys.
If that is not genuine, like he's interested in Colorado, that is the biggest chestnut checkers psychological move I've ever heard in my life.
Unless Nate, and you guys know him much better than me personally, unless Nate is not going to put all Deion's business out there.
Now he might. Now he told me on the phone, like, you know, privately, like he exactly what he said in the air. I could see Deion just wanting to stay quiet with it. I could absolutely see that. But you know, Nate's one of his boys. You know, you tell your boys things.
They're close.
I am calling cap on one thing there. I've known Nate a long time. Nate's memory is going, okay? And I'll tell you why. He said he went on a mile-and-a-half walk in 20 minutes. There ain't no way in hell with those knees.
I know. Like,
he is walking a mile-and-a-half in 20 minutes.
Look, it may have felt like a mile-and-a-half in 20 minutes. or it could be that his time thing. But no, Nate does a lot of walking.
That poor guy's knees don't like him.
He's got new knees.
Yeah, that's true.
He got new knees. They're fresh. They're brand new, man.
Someone yesterday, right after the show that I trust, told me Deion Sanders ain't ever happening here because of Stephen Jones. And I was like, oh. And all I got out of this individual was, Stephen, not the biggest fan. And my Deion likelihood meter now has dropped big time.
Let's go off of the names that you just...
Well, let me throw in a new name. Because I haven't seen anyone else with this. Thanks to Tolo, who sent me Calvin Watkins, who we all really like on this show. Calvin said, Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson expected to get Cowboy interviews. I haven't seen anyone else with that.
Good.
I've seen nothing else connecting Ben Johnson to the Cowboys. And Jordan Schultz, who broke the Deion Jerry story, says Mike McCarthy, along with Ben Johnson, are the finalists in Chicago. That's everything catching you up with all the rumors.
And I'll throw two more names really quickly that Jory mentioned in passing the other day that she thinks could be involved either on the head coaching interview cycle or could get looks as coordinators here potentially. Brian Johnson, the quarterback's coach there in Washington, who had been in Philadelphia previously as offensive coordinator. That's an important name to know because that was Dak's quarterback's coach at Mississippi State, who Dak is really close with. And then the other is Anthony Lynn, who's on staff with Washington.
What's he been doing?
He's been on staff with Washington.
No, before that.
Run game coordinator. So he'd okay. been, obviously been a Chargers head coach, and he loves Jerry, Anthony Lynn does. They're very good. Anthony Lynn, his year he was here in Dallas, he had gotten hit in a car accident, and Jerry was really, really good to him, and he's never forgotten that.
Were you about to say something?
No.
Okay. Okay, I thought you and Bobby were battling over starting off right there. Mike McCarthy, finalists in Chicago with Ben Johnson. Aaron Rodgers, loving himself. Some Mike McCarthy talking about the Cowboys situation on McAfee.
Hell of a ball coach. Hell of a ball coach. What he did this year with the amount of injuries that they had, I thought was amazing. Hearing the guys talk about him, I wasn't surprised. Just because, you know, anybody that plays for Mike and gets to know him a little bit, and get to feel that that great big heart that he's got. And, you know, it's special. You know, it was interesting because anybody that knows the business, and Chuck, you know this better than anybody, most of the time coaches have an extra year on their deal, right? So it gives you that buffer. If you get released, you have a year to kind of not have to rush back in there. All these guys, and maybe you can speak more on this, Chuck. I'd be interested in what the mindset is. And maybe if this has ever happened to you, but I think most of the coaches on the staff went into the season without another year on their deal. They're in the last year of their deal. That's a freaking tough way to go about doing it with no guarantees afterwards.
That's part one. So Chuck Pagano, former Colts coach, is on that set, and he and Rodgers were going back and forth about, and RJ, you were real big on this, that they Mike should have been given an extra year or some extra time heading into this season. Rodgers and Pagano continue to talk about what McCarthy had to deal with.
It's when the most of the staff and the head coach and the coordinators don't have that. To me, was like,
no,
I mean,
but
I would think there's no, I mean, talk about having zero confidence you're going to be back. Like,
to your point about Big Mike and the job that he did, to go in there and then shut the doors and say, okay, none of us, including myself, we don't have guarantees. We don't have that extra year. But you know what? We signed the contracts. We got the name on the back of our jersey, the decal on the side of our helmet. And by God, hey, look, this ain't going to be a distraction. We're not going to talk about this. We're going to prepare. We're going to coach. We're going to put the time in, and we'll show them.
I thought that, you know, I understand the optics of what it would have been to give him an extra year.
It would have been insane. It would have been nuts.
But I do believe that it's something that you really should have done for the ability to coach. Now, it proved that he didn't really need it because, I mean, they didn't quit on it. They did listen. They did play for him, you know. So, like, that was never a problem. They were outmatched, outmanned for a lot of the season.
To be fair, I had not heard anybody bring up the point that Aaron Rodgers just did, though.
About the assistants?
The idea being of just – typically, like, you know, if you get blown out, you've got financial security for a year. You don't have to get back in it, and you can methodically figure out your path back to the NFL. So that angle of it, forgetting just are players quitting on you because you're a lame duck head coach, it's more how can that distract coaches themselves?
I want everybody's updated Cowboy pick for yourself and then the percentage on who's going to get it. I want who you want and percentage on who it's going to be. We'll save
it. It's going to be Kellen Moore.
It's going to be Kellen Moore.
It's going to be Kellen Moore.
All right. What percent? Give me that percent and the Deion percent.
75% Kellen Moore.
Okay.
So Deion percent would be way lower. I would say, 15% Deion. Right. I would love to see Witten get it. I know it would be, I think it would just be like, that's, I think, who Jerry. If you had to tie him down and say, who do you really want to have this job?
Yeah.
Like, who would, if you had to pick, money wasn't an issue, experience wasn't an issue, he would say Jason Witten.
Yeah, 75% Kellen Moore gets the job. That's where I'm at right now, and he's leading the clubhouse. The guy I'd want, Kellen's good, but I would probably want John Gruden. I like the idea of Gruden coming in here because I like the in terms of if you talk about culture and building things up and being an offensive mind, I think it's a good fit.
You know what you've taught me this week?
What's up?
You know nothing about leadership.
Thank you.
That's what you've taught me. That's what I've learned from you. You know nothing about it. Pepe.
Why is that?
The whole week. All someone has to do is have the Odyssey app or listen to the radio. You've proved it.
I want John Dion. Gruden. I want Dion, Sean. I really do. But, I mean, you guys, Bobby and RJ have sold me on Kellen. I think it's 60% right now Kellen, 30% Dion, then 10% the other. I still think Dion's a name in the mix, but.
I think it's 90% Kellen, and I want Dion. And aside,
you know, no leadership.
Well, your Dion Watt is not for a football. It's for everything. So it's like, encompassing everything.
Aside from the selfish radio stuff and the content, the unknown of Dion is intriguing to me. I don't know. I think he's a good leader. He could be an incredible leader. He could make all the guys roll their eyes. I think Dion could work better with Jerry. I don't know. Jerry may be the exact same. I think Dion would create incredible, crazy content and storylines. Dion may also try to quit the Dallas media in 3 weeks out of sensitivity. It is a complete fascinating unknown to me. I've seen Kellen Moore. I've seen the Garrett tree. I've seen the Mike McCarthys of the world. And I am in line with many of the Tolos tweeting me, screw it. Screw it. Try something else. Try something different. That's where I stand with it.
Real quick on the Franco injury turns fan text. Aaron Glenn, it's going to be Kellen Moore. Aaron Glenn is the leader we need. Mm-hmm. Bobby just said Kellen and John Gruden shut his mic off. Witten would be crazy. Can't relate to the players. Kellen, but I want Ben Johnson or Aaron Glenn. Dion is all bluster. So there you go.
Crosstalk with the KMC masterpiece. If Mike Bassett remembers, next. It's Friday. Where's the Mike Bassett crosstalk music?
Holy crap. So,
yeah.
About 15 minutes ago.
That's not his music.
Oh. Mike stood up and goes, oh, crap, I have a meeting, and ran out of the room. So I don't know when he's coming back.
It's for one of the endorsers at the station. Yeah, so
I don't know when he's coming back.
I would like to point out that 15 minutes ago, he was mocking me in the hallway for forgetting a live read. And this man forgot a whole ass meeting. So. Yep.
Did he really?
Yeah, he went, you forgot.
Bobby, I'd like you to run crosstalk today. Oh, hell. You've stood up the entire show. You are wired. No Bassick. So you take it over. You can start off with your Supreme Court ruling, whatever you want to do.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to Supreme Court ruling. All right, Citizens United. No, we'll talk about the TikTok ruling. It's the ruling that allowed corporations to be viewed as individual donors for campaigns. It basically took away limitations on campaign contributions. Okay, let's talk about the TikTok ruling. The Supreme Court is not going to give them a stay of execution. Sunday, the ruling is there that has been upheld, so they have to...
Could you give us this information maybe in some sort of dance, maybe with a song, something a
See, TikTok is that's what TikTok used to be. TikTok really is not dances anymore. It's a little bit of that, but the Charlie D'Amelio's, y'all are gone. That's not really a thing anymore.
You know what's all over my feed now is the TikTok meteorologists predicting the next weather freeze. And
they're usually pretty accurate, actually.
Oh, well, not last week. 15 inches.
No, they we got
that's the European model.
We got a third of that.
But TikTok, it will be shut down on Sunday pending some sort of sale. That's the ruling today from the Supreme Court. So if they do not sell TikTok, the Chinese-based company that controls it, which they continue to insist, we're not doing that. It's not for sale. Then the app will shut down on Sunday. You will open up the app and it will give you a landing page that says this is basically shut down and you can click here to read more on why.
We're going
to
buy this app from China. Okay, we're going to buy it from them. And we're going to put it right back into the people's hands.
Hey, the NSA would love that algorithm, bro. They would love to be able to figure out exactly what people are looking at.
I think
like
they're
that.
Already looking at what yeah. people are looking at.
Exactly.
Yeah, because all of our other social media already does that, but we're just like, but we do it for Americans by Americans. And yeah. That's okay.
Exactly. As long as it's American data collection.
That's we let what, Suck do it, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't call that TikTok. We just call it the Patriot Act. But gentlemen, your thoughts on TikTok shutting down?
I haven't really looked at it a lot in the last month or so.
Are you a consumer of it though?
I was for a while, and then I don't know, I found something else to do with my life. And so I stopped. But I always thought it was funny stuff. I enjoyed the content. If I didn't like it, I would just keep scrolling. I'm going to miss it, I guess, because sometimes there is some interesting information that comes through.
Is there any other TikTok copycat out there?
Red Note is now.
There's about to be.
Avery, right? My son Avery said, go ahead and invest in Red Note right now. Because
like Red Note?
Yeah, he said that's about to jump.
I mean, I love the name. Movie?
The copycat is YouTube, and it's Instagram, and it's Facebook, and they're Reels, and they're Shorts, and that's what.
Yeah. That's why.
Yeah, that started with TikTok. That's how TikTok started. TikTok is the best social media app there is, by far.
I'm sure everybody already knows this, but I just learned this week that if you look at Reel on Facebook and don't comment on your child being in that picture and looking super cute, that your wife will know that you looked at the reel and didn't like it.
Oh yeah, you can get that history.
I did not realize that was the thing.
Yeah,
he goes, oh, you looked at this video. Wait till you find out. No, he didn't like it.
Wait till
like,
you find out about screenshotting things on Snapchat.
You don't have to.
Oh my god.
You don't have to comment on everything about your kid. It's your kid. You comment to him all the time.
She didn't like it because I was like,
Are you remotely familiar with women?
Yeah. Who's the most liker and the least liker in here when you're on social media?
Oh, I don't like a ton of stuff.
Liking's half-assed and I do it a lot. I'll like before I'll comment. I probably should comment more because it creates more dialogue, but I like
sad things. Whenever somebody's like, in the sense of like,
your wife posting about you.
When somebody's like, so-and-so's sick, they need prayers, or I'll hold it down and do the care button. Like, those are the ones that usually get my social media.
Instagram. I don't really like things on Instagram most of the time. Facebook, I would never hit the like. I always hit the heart or the care.
Okay.
Or the wow, or the laugh. The like, I feel, is like, that's the mail-in a little bit. You're just mailing that one in.
Is that, the mail-in for you in our text conversation is OMG.
Yeah.
When we get OMG, we know you're not.
Yeah.
You know what that is? I'm buying time to think of something better.
You're not genuinely reacting. You're going, OMG.
And then I forget. And then I move on.
And then we get a ha-ha reaction to things.
Well, so what? Somebody's in our group chat's phone is screwing this whole thing up.
Mine was messed up yesterday.
I mean, it's probably mine.
I have two your appreciateds. That's what
I do, too.
It's messing me up.
Yes, I do, too.
So here's the thing that's happening in our conversation right now. I think what's causing it is it's creating these separate chat conversations whenever you're going to send something and you just hit like start. And even if you filled out the normal people that are in our conversation, I think it creates a separate thread.
I think so.
So I think you have to go back to our conversation, whatever the one is that our primary one is, and just you have to go click on that conversation and send it within there. Because if you just start putting names in to fill out the chat, then it's creating a different thread.
Yeah. Are you up? Is your phone updated? Or it's probably his. Never mind.
It's probably mine because you guys all have iPhones.
It's mine. I wish they would, in my conversation, where I wish they would give me another option besides just a pink heart. I don't like that.
You feel emasculated by putting the pink heart?
Yeah. Give me a blue heart.
Do you know what phone yours is?
Give me the red heart.
Like what number?
Give me something else. It's too much. No,
it's
I don't know.
Phone.
I don't know. I have a new one sitting at the house.
You just haven't.
I just haven't messed with it. I'm waiting for this to totally die.
Oh man, it'll never die.
And speaking of dying, we're going to talk about somebody dying here very shortly. Sean, real quickly, I know wasn't Amanda the one really trying to get you on TikTok for a while?
Not really trying to.
Because you were posting more content there for a little bit, and I thought you were begrudgingly doing so.
No, she wasn't trying to. She's obsessed with it. I mean,
so she's going to be bummed about this.
This is a tough weekend.
Oh, well, I don't think she believes it's truly going away. We've been through this five times. I've heard it's getting canceled and bought by five different people different times.
So you feel like Saturday night something's going to come through and you'll be like, oh, well, we're good for
deadlines make deals. Deadlines make deals, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I do think this feels more real this time, but this is the one.
I only go on TikTok to post like for selfish purposes. I don't consume any of it.
Oh,
what
dude,
what
it's
do you mean
so
by
good.
Selfish purposes?
My own self promotion.
It's so good from a consumption standpoint. All right,
look at me.
My favorite film director passed away on Thursday. David Lynch. I love David Lynch, and David Lynch is weird. David Lynch is the director of Twin Peaks, the TV show. He was the creator and director of that. He was also the director of Blue Velvet, Mulholland Drive, some different things like that.
Who has seen Mulholland Drive?
I have.
Okay.
Mulholland Drive is one of the greatest movies of all time.
Who has seen the scene from Mulholland Drive?
Yeah.
Right, so we've all seen the scene.
Naomi Watts and Laura Herring.
You should go check it out.
I've never seen the movie all the way through that I can remember, but I've seen that scene.
I heard the movie is really complicated.
Were they engaged in coitus?
The movie's very complicated, and it's very difficult to keep up with the narrative. But I mean, once you see the whole picture, it's really, really good. A couple years later, though, I wanted to play this clip because this is one of my favorite clips of any director ever talking about movies. As somebody who's like kind of a film snob about things. This is David Lynch. Years later, he created the movie Inland Empire, which is very like he shot it digitally and there were all these visuals that he had. When you would put the DVD in, it would pause it and say, make out this image or set your TV settings until you can just barely see this image. That is the color and tone your TV is supposed to be to consume this movie. So in the DVD extras, he talked about the growth or the trend in society to watch movies on your phone or laptop.
Now, if you're playing the movie on a telephone or on your computer, you will never in a trillion years experience the film. You'll think you have experienced it, but you'll be cheated. It will be a week. You'll be experiencing weakness and extreme putrefaction of a potential experience in another world. It's such a sadness that you think you've seen a film on your f-ing telephone. Get real.
Somebody had that clip as like, and they like put the Apple music behind it as like an iPhone commercial, and it had gone viral for that. Somebody finally posted the whole thing. But he's
absolutely right.
He's very big into experience and like visuals and sound and everything else was part of the whole film experience. And I'm sad he's gone because he was an innovator.
I totally agree with him. I think he's absolutely right. Like you go to a theater, get the sound, the speakers, AMC the big theater. Screen, the experience.
Still holding on, huh?
Is that still a thing?
Barely.
For him,
barely.
It is.
Yeah. Ask Eric and
By Zach. The way, I think you can tell how old somebody is based on whether they call it a telephone or not. When was the last time you used your telephone?
Because you were thinking of like a rotary phone.
Have you done this with Brandon, the trend, which came from TikTok? They would say, just go up to somebody and say, pretend like you're on the telephone. And people, they say a certain age will do this, and that younger generation now will do this, and they'll hold up their hand to their cheek, almost like they're holding an iPhone instead of pantomiming.
Do your handshake argument with Bassett, who just walked
in. Okay, Mike,
how's the Bassett crosstalk going?
It's great.
Wonderful. Really good. Much better than normal.
Mike, if I'm going to dap you up, how do you do it? Do you go right? Do you interlock your thumbs?
Do you
hand slide into it?
Bobby was he was letting you lead the way.
Yeah, I actually usually would let somebody, if they want to do all that, I let them do whatever they want with my hand.
Oh, jeez.
I'm very subservient. That's why he created knuckleballs.
My daughter gave me hell for this. I went up to her and I was playfully like dapping her up and she's like, that's not how kids do it. And I was like, what do you mean that's not how kids do it? She's like, nobody like wraps their thumbs around each other. She's like, we slap our hands and then we slide in. To interlock our fingers.
I don't want to slide with somebody else.
But didn't Luca back this up too?
Yeah.
Luca backed it up. Luca said like, he said he tends to feel like the only ones who will wrap around your thumb are the ones with small hands do it.
What's coming up on the show, Corey? Let's move off the small hands topic.
Man, that was really fast. At 10:20 today, former WWE World Champion and current TNA World Champion Nick Nemeth and former TNA World Champion Tessa Blanchard joined the show, so we'll have them.
I didn't know Nick Nemeth wrestled.
Studio.
There's a 50% chance between 11 and noon Josh Young joins the show. I'll just give it 50-50 at this point.
That's the excitement. I think we should have more teases like that. There's a 62% chance Chris Young will be on in the last 2 hours.
Wrap it up, Bob. Send it.
Have a great weekend and go Texans.
No. We're not leaving like that. The KMC masterpiece next on The Fan. Die, Bobby.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.